What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here. We have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have Not A Boy DJ here on the show. Could you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Hello, everybody. I am Not A Boy DJ. I currently live in Las Vegas, born and raised in Chicago. I've been here almost 11 years. But I still feel like I'm a Chicagoan in the desert.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story of your journey in the game, in the industry of DJing. So let's start from the very beginning. You know, what sparked your interest to become a DJ, and give us some insight on how you got started?
Oh, wow. Well, I was pretty much raised in music. My mom sang my whole life. She sings, well, since COVID, she hasn't sang as much, but she sang in a review called the Motown Tribute back in Chicago. So I was music my whole life. My brother, he plays like all different instruments. I played the piano. And then when I got like into my adult years, I kind of swayed away from that and I started promoting parties. And then I was around a lot of DJs, but I had never really considered becoming a DJ. I just knew I liked the whole music party environment. Just the whole, you know, when you go out, you enjoy in life, whatever problems you have, you're not thinking about it type of thing. So then I ended up moving to Vegas, stopped promoting parties and everything. And one like tax season, I was like, what am I gonna do productive with this money? I get this tax return, and I always try to do something productive. If it's paying off a debt, taking a certificate, some type of technical training, I was like, I'm gonna become a DJ. You know, I still had my music thing. I had started kind of back playing the keyboard a little bit, and I was like, let me do that. So I went to Guitar Center, and I didn't know anybody like in the industry out here in Vegas. And I was like, I'm gonna take these classes and I'm gonna become a DJ. And literally took the classes, started volunteer DJing at like some gyms, doing their workout sessions. And I'm gonna say within like 7 months, I had started just networking hard, going out. And my uncle had introduced me to another DJ out here called DJ Thump. And I had walked up to him like, let me DJ at this spot you're DJing. And he's like, okay, go ahead. I had my laptop and everything ready. And so he helped me, you know, connect with 88.1. And then I was kind of like messaging DJ Kelly J from 88. And she was like, okay, sis, come through. And, you know, and then everything just started moving from there.
Dope. No, that's a super great intro. I love it. You just got that inspiration and you literally hit the ground running and you just figured out how to get started and just kept going from there. I love it, man. So this is super dope. And you have a unique name, Not A Boy DJ. Where did that name come from and how did that brand come about?
I was just really trying to think of something that could like explain me in a nutshell, like, okay, who am I without saying too much. And like some of my teachers at Guitar Center was like, people putting DJ in front of the name is kind of played out, and don't even use the name DJ. So I just had, it was like, use something that's personal. And I was like, I just had a lot of different ideas, but ultimately I was like, okay, I was raised around a lot of boys and I was fighting and playing basketball and doing all the boyish stuff. And when I got older and started becoming a young lady, I remember them always saying, and even still people would say, like, you are not a boy. You cannot do that. Like, so, you know how they say it's a man's world, you know, like, you can't do that, you know? And I'm like, all my life I've been running with y'all, fighting with y'all, wrestling with y'all now, you know? And so I was like, you know what? But I still am that person, like, do yard work, go camping, go hiking and go fishing and play with bugs type of stuff. So I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm not a boy. Got it. You know, I'm not a boy and I'm a DJ. So cool, that's going to be me. You know, and I think even the way I handle things, people be like, you are not a boy. Like, I'm not an emotional, sensitive type of person. So I was like, okay, that's my name. Going with it.
I love it. It's super fitting and the story is perfect. And I think that you're doing an amazing job putting on for female DJs. This is not a man's world. This is definitely a world that is conquered and dominated by so many powerful females like yourself. So we're super excited to have you here on the podcast. So we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the learning lessons that you learned throughout your journey. Okay.
Okay.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. I'm here with my sister, Not a Boy DJ, and she's telling an amazing story about her journey in the DJ industry. So where we left off, you talked about, you know, how you got your name and talked about, you know, just your intro to the game and how you just got started real quickly and you hit the ground running. So talk to us a little bit about some of the learning lessons that you learned throughout your journey. One thing we like to do in this podcast is to use your story to help other DJs in their journey. So that way they don't make the mistakes or anything that you've learned from your journey that they can use to help theirs. So what are some of the things that you know now as a DJ, being in it for a couple of years now, and that you wish you knew when you're first getting started?
It's so much. Okay, maybe like the most important things I would say, number one, know your setup, like as far as your equipment and all that, because I felt like when I learned how to download music, put it in the queue, you know, it really came easy to me, I think, because like as far as even playing the piano, I play by ear. And so when you DJing, you got to have a good ear. So that part was like a no-brainer. But the technical, like, okay, what is an XLR? What is a quarter inch? You know, they never taught any of that. And I was thinking after the fact, like, I was telling them, like, let me help you add this to your curriculum. Like, you can't just go DJ if you don't know how to set up. You know, when you go to take the class, everything is laid out. So I'm like, yeah, I need to know this. How do you know, work your speakers and which speakers are good? You might need more bass, less bass. When you DJ certain events, certain races and ethnicities don't like a lot of bass and stuff. So that was a very important, like, I had to just learn it as I went. Like, oh, what is this chord for? What is that for? And another thing, do not leave your equipment, like your laptop type of equipment. I mean, it's not really likely. I don't think somebody just gonna pick up a big speaker and run off with it. But I've had 2 laptops stolen and my headphones. It was all in my book bag. And it was at a community event. And I was literally walking around saying my highs, being a good Samaritan. Everything is awesome. And yeah, my whole book bag with my 2 Apple MacBooks and my $150 Techno Audio headphones. Yeah, I was about to quit DJing after that. I was like, this is a sign. I'm too irresponsible. You know, I got to get my hard drive, my external hard drive with my thousands of songs was in it. And I didn't have a backup. That's another thing. Have a backup external. Keep it backed up. Keep it updated. And yeah, I learned that the hard way because, ooh, that was rough.
Wow. I feel for you. I think that it's super important that you're mentioning these things. You know, one thing you mentioned in the beginning was the technical aspect of DJing, knowing the tech side of it, knowing the equipment, knowing what you need, what you don't need, and understanding how to use it, set up, and how to adjust things to make sure that the client is getting the sound that they need and they like, and that makes them enjoy the music that you're playing. And you also spoke about the aspect of being able to keep your stuff safe and protected. Like you said, you got some of your stuff stolen. And it almost puts you in a position where you want to quit DJing. You know, dive deeper into, you know, how you were able to, you know, see that moment. It was a low moment where you wanted to quit, but what helped you stay active and not give up? A lot of people get to that point in their journey and they just quit and they never go back to it. But for whatever reason, you were able to persevere through that. Kind of what helped you get through that moment? How can other DJs make sure that they stick through it when they're feeling the urge to quit?
I think you have to look at the outcome. Like, okay, if I do decide to give this up, what am I gonna do? Then, is that gonna fulfill me? Why did I start this in the first place? And how do I feel? I mean, I can't expect for it to all be, you know, cherry and roses. So, you know, just like in life, when you have that down, you know, you understand it's a part of the journey. So ultimately, like I said, if you do decide to quit, you have to know, like, what am I gonna do next? And is it gonna be something that I'm really happy and passionate about? And that was what it was for me. Like, I'm that person that's like, is this something where I need to go ahead and throw in a towel, or do I just need to stay determined and ambitious? And I'm usually the ambitious, determined person, almost to my detriment. Because my mom, I always ask my mom, like, what's my weakness? Like, it's hard for me to find a weakness. You know, when they say, what's your strengths and weaknesses? She was like, you don't know how to want to quit. And I'm like, oh, but that's a strength. So for me, it was like, you know what? It's going to be a part of my story. I'm gonna be able to tell people in the future, don't sit your book back down. Keep your laptop with you. And I'm gonna just be able to say, okay, I kept going, because ultimately this is what I wanna do. I can't live without music. I'm a music head. And I think I'm good at it. And when you find something you're good at and people are giving you that constructive criticism and positive feedback, it's like, okay, you're probably on the right path. You just got to stay at it. Don't quit. I mean, now people ain't giving you that positive feedback and constructive criticism. And we can't just say everybody is a hater. Don't nobody want to see you succeed. You have to realize if most people are rooting for you, you're doing good. If most people are saying no, I don't think they hating. Don't be that arrogant and that cocky that you can't see. You might need to do something else. You know,
I love that. You know, feedback is super important in all industries, all businesses, all jobs, careers, because that's the way that you grow. So when you're getting feedback, it's not an opportunity to say, oh, somebody's a hater, or somebody, you know, is not wanting to see you succeed. It's an opportunity like, okay, what can I learn from that feedback and how can I use it to better myself? So I want to ask you and put you on the spot. What's the most critical feedback that someone has ever gave you and how did you respond to it?
The most critical feedback someone has ever gave me? That's hard.
You ever have a moment where, you know, you just ask for like, hey, how'd I do? And then someone's responded in a way that wasn't exactly what you were expecting. How did that go? Or anything in terms of just feedback or things that people commented on your DJing or anything in life. And just kind of how you responded and kind of grown from it.
I mean, I know when I was submitting mixes to like to try to get on a radio station, I remember the mix that I had to submit was too much of like run genre. So I had to redo the whole mix over again and make it more diverse because of the specific crowd. The audience that listens to that station is diverse. So you got like teenagers all the way up to like great, great grandparents listen to that radio station. So it was like, don't just play like hip hop. Don't just play R&B. So I had to find a balance because, you know, if you're playing some nice hip hop music, how am I going to go to some R&B or some classic throwback old school and then maybe even put some reggae and Afro beat in there? So it, in the long run, helped me, you know, like really be able to be that versatile in my skills. So, and I ultimately love those crowds. I love crowds that are like that hard, you know, like, okay, let me see how I'm going to get this 15-year-old to dance, but not disrespect that 70-year-old. So yeah, that was probably it. And I was mad because I was like, you know, when you do a mix and you sit it in and you're like, I got to do it again. Like, but I'm good at taking criticism and I always appreciate lessons. I always do.
Yeah, no, that's really great. You know, I'm glad that you're able to bounce back from that feedback. And instead of just quitting and not submitting the follow-up mix, you were able to put something together and I'm sure it went really well for you. And also you learned from it because now even in events that you do, you're able to think about that feedback from that mix that you submitted. Oh, how can I make my mixes in real life and in these actual events more diverse and not just cater to one specific audience? So that's really great. And DJs that are listening, make sure you're taking notes because these are things that you probably going through as well and you might not have gotten the opportunity to get feedback from. So hearing the feedback of other DJs can also figure out things that you're doing that you can improve on and make improvements on. So thank you for sharing that. You know, I would love to hear, you know, what are some things that you're currently focused on now and how can we, you know, stay engaged and learn some more about things that you're doing?
I'm still at the radio station. So I do DJ at 88.1 KCEP out here in Las Vegas. It's a local community radio station. And well, I don't DJ as much with them because they're still trying to adjust to the new normal. We're opening up, so I'm hoping some opportunities are going to present themselves to where we can be more out in the community, but as of right now it's just on the radio station platform. But other than that, like, I definitely do like private events, like the first Wednesday of every month I do Wind Down Wednesdays at this club out here called Crave. This Saturday is my birthday, so I'm going to be DJing at Miss Africa Nevada Beauty Pageant, and then I'm having like my official birthday party at it's called The Place on 7th, and so it's like downtown, you know, Las Vegas, right off of Fremont. I'm gonna, you know, celebrate my birthday there while DJing. And then I'm supposed to start DJing at the Las Vegas Athletic Club. It's a gym. I think June 9th, I'll start there, which is a Wednesday. And I'll try to do, I think, every Wednesday there. So I'm just doing a little bit of everything. You know, wherever we're opening up, so wherever they're like, okay, we can do this event, let's hire. Let's, you know, like last week I did African Traditions. They had a community event where they had a bunch of vendors pop up. And it's a really nice, like, African oriented type of store where they carry a lot of natural products and things sourced from Africa. So I'm just all over the place.
Well, first and foremost, happy early birthday. Super excited for you. I want you to enjoy your special day. I love that you're on your birthday. You're still DJing. That means you absolutely love it because most people would not do that if they didn't have a love for it. So kudos to you for, you know, being able to DJ on your birthday and also be able to really enjoy yourself. I would love to hear, you know, how do you source all these different diverse opportunities? You're doing a lot of things and they're all different and they're different and unique different ways. So how are you getting these different gigs and how are people finding you and how are you growing your business? So other DJs can, you know, hear tips and suggestions of how they can do the same thing.
I really try to network as much as possible. I try to be diverse in my gig. So like when I first started DJing, I DJed at a gym and it was like mostly Caucasian. So I had to play a lot of like upbeat tempo, fast music, a lot of pop music. So that was like the very beginning. My brother, he's 12 years older than me. Growing up, he listened to a lot of Prince, Duran Duran, and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And so I know a lot of that type of music from that. And so that helped me in that genre, you know? And then when I finally got on with the radio station, that was a whole nother genre that I naturally knew about, but it opened up the network to where I can get that exposure. So now a lot of people know me because I DJ on the radio station and it's a popular urban radio station in the community. And then from those relationships, like DJs are pretty like, well, the ones I've met, I hear a lot of horror stories, but I've had a lot of like supportive DJs in my life. I don't even know, like I'm so fortunate because if they have gigs that they can't, and they can't do another gig, they'll shoot me a text in a minute like, hey, Nada Boy, you busy? You wanna do this, wanna do that? And da da da. And I'm like, sure. So I get a lot of my gigs from referrals, you know, weddings, people on Facebook or say, hey, I'm looking for a DJ. They'll tag me, hey, hit up Nada Boy. I'm looking for a female DJ or a certain genre. You know, like I have African friends, so I've done a lot of Afrobeat parties. And so that put me into that genre. So now that's how I got into the Miss Africa Nevada pageant, because a young lady saw me, I think she's from Ghana, and she's like, oh my God, like, you know a lot of our music, you're great. And I'm like, yeah. So I think the goal is to diversify yourself because you never know where you could fit in. Like, I didn't think I was going to be on the radio. I never aspired to be a radio DJ. I just wanted to be like a event type of DJ, but that's what the opportunity was. And if you're really passionate and want to grow, you cannot turn down stuff because you never know. You know, that might be it for you. That might be your spot to grow, and networking is everything. Go out, meet people, be nice, not just to advance, but to pay attention. Look at the crowd, see what music they like, see what music they don't like. If the DJ talking too much or scratching too much, pay attention. So then you know, maybe I shouldn't do this, maybe I should do that. Like, it's all about that, networking and diversifying yourself.
Diversifying. Super great advice. I love how you talked about building relationships. And we got some people in the comments here on the live stream. We got Lavelle, he says, Gemini's in the building. Dave Shank, he says, you never stop learning as a DJ. Keep going. And I think that you're doing an amazing job in your journey. You're still a young DJ, been in it for not too long, but you're doing so much. And we're just super excited just to watch you on your journey going on from here. You know, what are some things that you see for yourself in the future? I know every single day is a new day, but do you have any goals and ambitions for like the next, you know, 10 years, maybe just thinking out of your DJ career? What do you think, or what are the long-term goals for yourself as a DJ?
I want to do like those big super type of events. Like, I like the top like events I know I want to do is like, I want to do like EDC. I've never done that even type of music. That's like the one of the types of music I've never really explored. But I'm such a quick learner and so hungry when it comes to information. So I'm just like, if I had that opportunity, like, I would think it would be so dope if I could do that. And then I want to travel for sure to like other like countries, like continents. Like, I'm trying to get to Africa. I was trying to get there for their New Year's Eve Afrochella, if they would have had it this past year, but they didn't. But I was kind of connecting with them to try to, you know, put that fire on the stove. But I'm hoping since everything is kind of opening back up, maybe this New Year's I can make it down there to, I think it's in Ghana, Afrochella. So that's like my two big, diverse, different. But I mean, I could do Afrocella because I know that music. But EDC, that would be a challenge. But I'm ready. I'm good.
Awesome. And I'm super big in networking in the DJ community. So whatever opportunities I have for you, I'll make sure I definitely hit you up for any opportunities that are available. And we're about to jump into the lightning round. But before we do that, I want to ask you, do you have one piece of advice for a DJ that's getting started right now that they would need to help them get started as a DJ? What would that one piece of advice be before we jump into our lightning round?
One?
Just one. The most important.
The most important. I guess I would just say stay humble. I think sometimes people get too cocky. Even if you have been a DJ for, if you've been a DJ for 10 days or 10 years, I think people don't necessarily maintain that level of humbleness and they miss their beat, you know, because you can't tell them nothing and their ego get in the way. You know, your emotions cloud your judgment. And if you always thinking, like I say, somebody against you or they hating, you ain't gonna make it. You gotta be open and be receptive and just learn as much as you can. You know, open to everything is a lesson.
I love that advice. And yeah, we're gonna jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yep, scared.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
I use a SR DDJ Serato controller, and I use Serato.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
My favorite party or event? I would probably say New Year's Eve at Chrome with my 88.1 family. Because a bunch of us were there, so it's like we were like all there together supporting each other. And I just love that environment because it's one of those parties where I get to play for the younger crowd and the older crowd at the same time. And it's New Year's Eve is one of those times where mostly everybody is just trying to be happy and enjoy life, so it's not really hard to please them. They like, yay, it's a new year, we love it. So yeah, that's it.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people should check out in your city or anywhere in the world.
A nightclub or venue I recommend somebody check out. Check out The Place on 7th, Saturday, May 29th, because that's my birthday party and I will be DJing. It's on 7th and Ogden, I think.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Live streaming? Oh man, like the in person. Like, oh, I struggle with that. I've only done one. I like people. I like to see and feel energy. So that disconnect where I can't just give you a high five or a hug, I don't like that.
Who's your favorite DJ?
In the whole world?
Yep.
What?
Or few favorite DJs.
I'll say DJ Kelly J. And that's just because, like, she's like my sister. She's like the hardest working DJ ever. And she's always sending me gigs and events. And I can text her and ask her a question. And she give me all the advice that I need in the world. So, like, she's like the best overall person and mom DJ. Yeah.
Love it. And shout out to any DJs that you know personally whose story also need to be shared on this podcast.
Yeah, for sure. DJ Thump, that's my DJ too. He's like the best ever. He's let me borrow speakers when I needed them and everything.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories on the show one day. And any DJ that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, pretty much. Yeah, I'm not really into Twitter and all that, but it's Not A Boy DJ, NOTABOI DJ. And my email is notaboydj@gmail.com. So yeah.
Awesome. This has been an amazing interview. Female DJ, Not A Boy DJ. Love the branding. Love the story. This is amazing. I've learned a lot from this interview. And I'm sure the audience has as well. Everyone, please check out Not A Boy DJ. She's doing an amazing job in the industry and we would love to follow her journey from here. Her birthday's coming up, so give her some birthday love and stay tuned. She's doing some big things. So thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.